Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel's been hanging out with us now as an outstanding member of our Brain Trust for more than 11 years. He's the guy that turned my world around with his work on paradigms, his reintroduction of the concept of paradigms, his book, The Business of Discovering the Future, Bet Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, changed my life and it'll change yours too, even today. He's one of the great futurists. Well, written so many books on the topic, and he's our good friend Joe Barker. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you.
One funny story. I got an email from Nepal, and the Nepalese government wants to translate my paradigm book into Nepalese.
Well, language. It's about time they got around to paying attention.
It's kind of incredible when you know when literally that's. 2 decades that book has been.
I know. I first read it probably 92, 91,
yeah.
92.
Right after it came out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. The video, too. So folks, he's one of the greats. So, okay, let's talk about our habitat, our environment, our living environment.
Yep.
There's a new heating, cooling system where instead of putting cooling into a building, they're talking about pulling heat out of a building.
Yes, they are. And what's important about this is it's passive, which means it doesn't take any electricity to make it work.
Because of the way heat and cool react to each other.
That's right. Stanford has created a panel system that will take regular heat from let's say from your house or from an apartment building or from an office building and converts it slightly. It changes the wavelength of the infrared because heat is infrared, basically.
Right.
And at certain wavelengths of infrared pass right through the atmosphere as if it weren't there.
Huh.
And so these panels pull that heat out, make that conversion all passively. There's no.
So it doesn't create thermal pollution.
No, it does the opposite, Jim. It gets thermal pollution off the planet. That's what blows me away, is this is the way to get it off the planet. And if you think about what we're talking, we talk about global warming.
But how effective is it at getting the cool, the heat out of the building and leaving the building cold? Is it counting on the ground cooling the building?
No. It actually, when it releases the heat, it can cool water. So if you take warm water or regular temperature water and run it through, it will take the heat out of that water and cool it. And as a matter of fact, it can drop the temperature of that water as much as 9 degrees Fahrenheit.
Sort of like a heat pump works.
Yeah. In a strange way, that's a good analogy. But the deal is, no energy needed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can capture the heat in a fluid, which is easy to do, we do that all the time with air conditioners and stuff, and run that fluid through the panels will release it and let it go into outer space. And so what's nice about this is that this is kind of the 21st century way of starting to think about things, which is low energy use, in this case zero, and get the heat off the planet.
If we can get the heat out, then that means that our air conditioning requirements, which we're still going to want, especially if you live in the South, you're going to want the humidity out. The air conditioning will take less of a burden on that and can take less of a
person. Absolutely. And their research, they did a one-year test. It cut the cost of cooling a building by 20%.
Wow.
And the savings ran between 18% up to 50%, and just depending on the day and the heat.
So quickly, I want to transfer over to a mountain valley building in Amsterdam.
Yeah. Yep.
Quickly, what's this about? And this tags onto this, folks. because of the way the building is built.
Exactly. And another thing I want to make, but this is Netherlands research. What we'll notice today as we're talking is the innovations are coming from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
The Netherlands are innovating skyscrapers. You know, when we think of skyscrapers, we think about all the mirrored size and
right.
all the glass and stuff like that. And if you go to the
skeleton,
URL,
the typical skeleton on the outside.
Yeah, if you go to the URL, they have pictures of these buildings.
Weirdest looking things you've ever seen.
Yeah, they're just the trees and bushes, and I mean, it's and it's as if they took the side of a valley and turned it into apartment buildings. 300 feet high, well, 100 meters, so that's almost 400 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
196 apartments, parking stalls for 375 cars, which tells you about the number of cars per family.
The purpose is to give everybody a little bit of green.
Yes, and to also think about those trees absorbing CO2.
Right,
so it's,
right.
it's again, taking two for one. That's what you're getting at.
It's serving a good purpose, but it is a weird-looking building, folks, if you get a chance to go there, check it out. When we come back, we're gonna take to the air, and we're going to do some weird things, moving stuff around. Flying taxis and...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.